Chapter 13. Alcohol, Drugs, and Driving. Oklahoma is tough on DUIs. Drugs affect your driving. Everyone knows that mind-altering drugs like alcohol, marijuana, tranquilizers, antidepressants, speed, and crank can change the way you see things and the way you react, mentally and physically. But not everyone realizes that many prescription drugs and even over-the-counter drugs, such as cold, hay fever, and pain medications or pep pills and diet pills, can slow your reaction time, make you dizzy or nervous, and impair, damage, weaken, or worsen your concentration and vision. You never know what will happen. The same drugs, and the same amount of drugs, will affect each person differently. Also, the same drug can affect you more at one time than another. Weight, emotional state, heart and breathing rate, food intake, amount of sleep, tolerance for a drug, and other factors, can all influence the way you react to drugs. Even a small amount of alcohol or drugs will reduce your ability to judge a driving situation, decide what to do, and act quickly. Mixing drugs can be especially dangerous, because they react with each other and multiply the harmful effects on your concentration and coordination. This is especially true when one of those drugs is alcohol. Mixing alcohol and drugs may multiply the effects of the alcohol, and the combination can create additional effects, including serious health problems, even death. Alcohol. Why drinking and driving is so dangerous. Alcohol moves quickly to your stomach, into your blood, and to all parts of your body. Driving skills, especially your judgment, are affected almost immediately. Alcohol puts good judgment on hold. You don't know when you've had too much to drink until it's too late. By the time you feel it, your judgment and coordination are already impaired. Alcohol slows your reflexes and reaction time, reduces your ability to see clearly, and makes you less alert. As the amount of alcohol in your body increases, your judgment will worsen and your driving skill will decrease. You will have trouble judging distances, speeds, and the movement of other vehicles, and you will have trouble controlling your vehicle. Oklahoma law enforcement is tough on drunk drivers. Alcohol is responsible for about 1/4 of all highway deaths. More young people are crippled, maimed, and killed by drinking and driving or by drunk drivers than by any other cause. If you drink or use drugs and drive, there is a greater possibility that you will be caught, because Oklahoma has improved its laws and increased its law enforcement against drinking drivers. Oklahoma has tough penalties for anyone driving under the influence or impairment of alcohol and drugs, especially for drivers under 21. The consequences of arrest and conviction will remain on a driver's record. If you are arrested for driving or riding a motorcycle under the influence of drugs, the conviction and penalties can affect you for the rest of your life. If you drink, don't drive. Consider this sobering fact about alcohol: it's not what you drink, it's how much. A 12-ounce can of beer, a 5-ounce glass of wine, and a cocktail with 1.5 ounces of 80-proof distilled spirits all contain the same amount of alcohol. Oklahoma implied consent laws. The very act of driving or being in actual physical control of a motor vehicle means that you have agreed to take one or more tests to determine your blood alcohol content, BAC. This law applies to everyone, residents and non-residents alike. Refusal to take the test upon request by a law enforcement officer will result in an automatic revocation of your driving privilege, even if you have not been drinking. If you have been drinking, the test will determine the BAC level. If the BAC level is 0.08 or more, or any measurable amount if you are under 21 years old, your driver license will be revoked, even if you are not convicted in court of driving under the influence, DUI. The law says, if your license is revoked under the Oklahoma implied consent law, the revocation period will be from 180 days to 3 years, depending on your previous driving record. Criminal evidence and penalties. Whether or not a BAC test indicates you are legally intoxicated is not the real issue. Impairment of judgment and skill begins well below the legal limit. Observations and information gathered by the arresting officer are also evidence that may be used in court and can result in a conviction without a BAC test. Oklahoma law prohibits driving a motor vehicle while impaired by alcohol or other substances. An alcohol concentration in excess of 0.05 is relevant evidence that the driver's ability to drive was impaired. Penalties for impaired driving: BAC over 0.05 but less than 0.08. On conviction, a fine of $100 to $500, up to 6 months in jail, or both. When the Department of Public Safety receives notice of a conviction, the department will also suspend the person's driving privilege as follows. First suspension, 30 days. Second suspension, 6 months. Third suspension, 1 year. DUI stands for driving under the influence and means that a driver is intoxicated by drugs or alcohol or both. If the BAC is 0.08 or more, or any measurable amount for drivers under 21, see Zero Tolerance, page 13-4, or if the arresting officer's observations of the driver's behavior, appearance, and mannerisms lead to conviction for DUI, the penalties are imprisonment and a fine. Penalties for DUI, BAC 0.08 or more. First offense. A misdemeanor. Imprisonment in jail for not less than 10 days nor more than 1 year, and a fine of not more than $1,000. Second offense within 10 years. A felony. Imprisonment for not less than 1 year, not to exceed 5 years, and a fine of not more than $2,500. Second felony offense. A felony. Imprisonment for not less than 1 year, not to exceed 7 years, and fine of not more than $5,000. Third or subsequent offense. A felony. Imprisonment for not less than 1 year, not to exceed 10 years, and fine of not more than $5,000. When the Department of Public Safety receives notice of the DUI conviction, the department will also suspend, or revoke, the person's driving privilege, unless the privilege has already been revoked because the BAC test was refused or failed during the same incident. The license will be suspended as follows. For 180 days on the first revocation. For 1 year if there was a prior DUI or drug-related revocation within 10 years. For 3 years if there were two or more DUI or drug-related revocations within 10 years. Additional costs commonly associated with an alcohol-related arrest include lawyer's fees, lost time off work for court and alcohol education programs, alternative transportation costs while your license is suspended, court costs, separate from the fines, alcohol and drug substance abuse evaluation, ignition interlock device, $75 processing fee for driver license suspension, revocation, $25 reinstatement fee to get your driver license back, $200 trauma fee, $15 assessment fee, $175 fee for limited driving privilege, when available, increased insurance rates, psychological and emotional costs of being a drunk driver, harder struggle for jobs, money, and education. If you are convicted of a felony for a DUI, it may adversely affect your applications for loans and financing, college admission and scholarships, and more, for the rest of your life. Other drugs and driving. The effects of drugs other than alcohol can impair your thinking and driving even more than alcohol. Remember that many prescription drugs taken in combination with alcohol or other drugs can be deadly. Prescription and over-the-counter drugs. Before you take a drug, check the label for warnings about side effects such as drowsiness or nervousness. Diet and pep pills can make you more alert for a short time, but later they can bring on nervousness, dizziness, poor concentration, and distorted vision. If you aren't sure if it's safe to take the drug and drive, ask a pharmacist or doctor. Illegal drugs. Illegal drugs are not good for your health and affect your ability to drive safely. For example, research shows that people who use marijuana make more driving mistakes than other drivers, have more trouble adjusting to glare, and have more arrests for traffic violations. Drivers on amphetamines are 4 times more likely to be involved in a car crash. Zero tolerance for drivers under 21. Oklahoma DUI laws are very strict for people under 21. Oklahoma wants to keep its young people driving and alive. A collision caused by mixing drinking or drugs and driving can wipe out a hopeful future. A DUI conviction for teenagers and young adults can literally ruin their lives before they have a chance to find out what life is all about. The law says, It is unlawful and punishable as stated below, for any person under 21 years of age to drive, operate, or be in actual physical control, APC, of a motor vehicle within our state who has any measurable quantity of alcohol in the person's blood or breath at the time a test is administered, exhibits evidence of being under the influence of any other intoxicating substance, or exhibits evidence of the combined influence of alcohol and any other intoxicating substance. Lengths of license revocation. When a person's driver license is revoked based on the zero tolerance law, the periods of revocation are as follows. First, conviction or offense for driving under the influence, DUI, actual physical control, APC, or refusal of the breath or blood test, or a measurable amount of BAC, the revocation would be for a period of 6 months. Second, conviction or offense for DUI, APC, or refusal of the breath or blood test, or a measurable amount of BAC, the second revocation would be for a period of 12 months. Third, conviction or offense for DUI, APC, or refusal of the breath or blood test, or a measurable amount of BAC, the third revocation would be for a period of 36 months. In addition to the mandatory revocation of the driving privilege, fines and penalties. First, conviction. Fine of $100 to $500, or community service, or treatment program, or any combination of fine, community service, or treatment program. Second or subsequent conviction. Fine of $100 to $1,000, or community service, or treatment program, or any combination of fine, community service, or treatment program. Additional penalties for persons under 18. If you were under the age of 18, a court is required to notify the Department of Public Safety of any offense that you commit, including any crime, violation, infraction, traffic offense or other offense involving or relating to the possession, use, sale, purchase, transportation, distribution, manufacture, or consumption of beer, alcohol, or any beverage containing alcohol, and to any crime, violation, infraction, traffic offense or other offense involving or related to consuming, ingesting, inhaling, injecting, or absorbing any controlled dangerous substance as defined by Oklahoma law, or any substance which is capable of being ingested, inhaled, injected, or absorbed into the human body and is capable of adversely affecting the central nervous system, vision, hearing, or other sensory or motor functions. When the court makes this notification, the Department of Public Safety is required to cancel or deny a person a driver license for a determined period of time as recommended by the court or required by law. Penalties for persons under 18. At the discretion of the court, a period of 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, or until the person attains the age of 21 years, whichever period of time is longer. Protect yourself and other people. If you drink, don't drive. Don't let your friends drive drunk. Drinking and driving is dumb.